But
I think county our county council is one of Tracy's staff is joining for their item. So here I don't have a lot of formality meetings. Thank you so much for being here for the first joint power authority for the Altamont Regional Traffic Authority since 2020. We do roll call. Dan Ariely.
present.
David Halbert.
Present.
John Marchand.
Present.
Great. Next item is the approval of the minutes from the meeting in 2020.
I will move approval.
Second.
Awesome.
Since I was actually here,
True that.
I did review them.
So, do we actually, who is the current chair?
So we don't have one. It lasts 2 years, so I can't recall who was the chair the last time you guys met.
Nominate Mayor Marchand. Second.
Well, the problem is, so I believe,
that items can be up this.
I think it was possibly Rickman might have been
Oh,
the presiding officer. But the reason being is because it's important now because somebody needs to call the meeting to order. So I will call the meeting to order.
thank you. I assumed you guys would know the real bits and bobs of running the meetings. I'm pretty new at it.
I will call the meeting to order
Thank you so
and
much.
accept the motion from Supervisor Halbert. Is there a second?
Well,
You made the motion to
so
approve
sorry,
minutes.
sorry. As the attorney in the room,
Yes.
listening, we actually have to. I did have a motion on the floor to accept the summary minutes first. So let's make sure we're keeping our minutes clear. So we had a first and a second related to item two, which is approval of summary minutes. So do we?
Okay. Dan Ariely,
Keeping
Dan
us on.
Fabiola,
Yes.
Supervisor Halbert,
Aye.
Mayor Marchand.
Aye.
Great. Thank you very much,
Now
Mayor.
we have a second motion for item three.
All right, item passes. I have to
Yes.
say that.
I move Mayor Marchand becomes the new chair of this committee.
Second.
All favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Passed unanimously.
Incredible.
Okay, moving on
Who'd like to
to
be vice chair?
Vice Chair, yes.
You.
First for
I
me. I'll
accept.
second. Aye.
All in
Aye.
favor.
Aye.
Excellent.
Okay, open forum. I see no public here. Moving on to the overview of the ARTA. Just a note that the attachments were mislabeled.
Yes, they were.
The item for item six was labeled attachment seven. And for item seven, it was labeled attachment eight, but we worked through all of that. So,
Apologies
it's an
for that.
overview of the ARTA from staff, the Altamont Regional Traffic Authority, joint powers.
Yes, so since only Mayor Marchand was on this JPA the last time it met, just want to give a quick overview. The packet essentially includes what was previously called the new members packet. The bylaws are in there. That's the first document. The next is the actual agreement that the three jurisdictions agreed to back in 99. The history of why this JPA exists: back in 1998, the City of Tracy certified the very initial Environmental Impact Report, or EIR, for the Tracy Hills development. Alameda County, Livermore, and the Sierra Club had some concerns with how the EIR considered traffic impacts. There was a lawsuit. We all agreed via that settlement agreement. The settlement agreement led to the creation of this joint powers authority. And the stated purpose of this JPA is to collect and spend transportation impact fees, which we will be talking about those in a bit. There's also the original developer of the project was required to set aside some money to do the studies on the regional impacts that the traffic may have for the corridors between Alameda and San Joaquin County. That fund is called the Tracy Hills Trust Fund. I'll be giving an update about that one. It funded several studies. The 2001 study that is in your packets, the biggest piece in there, and the 2007 addendum to it. There was also part of this agreement was also that Tracy would collect fees on each permitted residence in the Tracy Hills project area. And I believe Veronica from the city is online and will provide an update for that item regarding those fees in item six. This JPA hasn't met very many times in its long history. It was dormant between 2001 and 2007, and again between 2007 and 2015. The Tracy Hills project was revitalized, I suppose, subsequent to that, and your predecessors met with about like yearly regularity between 2015 and 2020. And of course, this is the first time we've met successfully since November 2020. Part of the fun puzzle that is spending the money this JPA has is that there is a specific list of projects that was adopted by this JPA back in 2001. They are included after the study in your packet. And they're pretty limited and make sense back in 2001, but perhaps not right now. I didn't think it made sense today to like get into the nitty gritty about what we should actually do with the money, since we just needed to have a meeting that does basic things. But that is something for us to figure out so that this JPA can actually have some use for our respective jurisdictions. That's my little overview. I don't know if there are any questions. Yes, Supervisor Halbert.
Any questions, Supervisor Halbert?
I'm kind of a believer in use it or lose it as a principle. Is there a way we can do our business and then unwind or dissolve?
I hope so. That would be my hope. I need to check further with County Council and perhaps the JPA if we're able to get separate legal counsel for the JPA, since it's a separate legal entity, to see whether spending the money we have for the study to amend the study to include a list of things that are more relevant to all of our jurisdictions right now, that are like real projects our public works could spend money on, if that's viable, because as it currently stands, we are not able to amend this study list. And it does include such fun things as BART extending to Livermore, which as we all know is off the table. Except that BART was the one listed in the in the literal agreement. I would like to be able to give it to Valley like that. That is also something.
So let's just follow the question. Have this as the next agenda item.
Okay.
To at some point, not 5 years from now, but soon,
yes.
5 years from now.
That's why we have $13,350 to have legal counsel to sort through all of that.
Yeah. I just get call for the question of what are our options for doing our job and getting out.
And spending the money. And of course, the idea was that it would be spending the money probably upon completion of Tracy Hills project once all of the funds had been acquired. What's interesting is in the study, it actually states that JPA has determined sufficient studies and knowledge already exist to accomplish the objectives. They probably thought at the time that there would be enough money, $4.4 million, or maybe strike the vote from Mayor's Trees.
So good question. Do we know how many more units need to be?
That is one of the items, yes, in our...
I think we have that.
That number is in front of you, yes.
Okay.
Which
no more clarifying questions. Thank you.
Yeah, there was paid housing units through September 15th of 2025. It was 2,361. The total proposed units was 550. So we have that. So we've got 3,100 units yet to be built. So there's still a lot of money out there left to collect, but it's not a lot of money. So how do we best leverage those funds? Dan, do you have a sense of when the Tracy Hills will be completed?
I don't actually.
Okay.
That's a long project.
Okay.
Right. We've had the update.
Was someone from City of Tracy staff available?
Yeah, to from... Great, let's...
That'd be item six.
Yeah.
Okay, so we had the overview, Updating the status is still about.
We should probably check to confirm there are no speakers online for anything. And there isn't. Yeah, Veronica's unmuted. Great. Veronica?
Yes. Hi there. Give me just a moment here. Oh, I turned on my camera, but it doesn't look like you guys can see me still. It looks like a black screen on my end. So,
on our end too.
Alas.
What was that?
You have a shutter on your computer.
It's open.
You set the computer down, the shutter closes.
Yeah. No, it's open. I actually just came from another meeting, but I guess I won't worry about that if it's not working. Okay. So I'm just, my part is really short. I'm just going to go ahead and show you guys what fees we have collected currently from Tracy Hills. And then I can answer any questions you might have. So let me just go ahead and share my screen. Okay, are you able to see my screen?
Yes.
Yes, there it is.
Wonderful. Okay. All right. So Tracy Hills has been paying these fees as they've been pulling their building permits. So far, we've collected on 2,361 lots. That's for phase 1A, phase 1B, and phase 2A. That's a total of about $1.8 million that we do have in this account. The fee has been going up until a couple of years ago. There hasn't really been an increase due to how the agreement's written and what we base the increases off of. So it's been holding steady the past couple of years. And then as you'll see as well, we haven't collected anything, I believe, this year because they haven't pulled any new lots recently. So next up, I believe they're going to be starting with phase 1C. So we should start collecting some fees from that once they are ready to start pulling building permits. Does anyone have questions on that information?
Nope. Do you have an estimated time of when the entire project will be completed?
I do not. It's going to be many years, though. I would imagine it's going to be, I would say, probably at least another 10 to 15 years. I believe there's about 6,500 lots total in Tracy Hills. They're limited to somewhere around 400 a year. So they can only build so much each year.
Okay.
Based on, yeah.
So the value of the money starts to kick in.
We have a slow growth ordinance in place since the year 2000 that prevents them from building too quickly.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Does that complete item six?
I believe so. That was the entire update.
Or seven.
Sorry. It's labels.
Yes. Big fat. I will endeavor not to make that mistake the next time I compile this agenda.
And then, so we've had the updated specific plan, updated the trust.
I apologize. I was joining the Zoom so that I can share the little document that comes with the next item, which is the Tracy Hills Trust Fund. Like I said a moment ago, this is the money the original developer was required in the settlement agreement to set down for future studies and legal fees. And it has been sitting and growing in our fees. I'm sorry, I can't think and click buttons at the same time. But it has been gaining interest, which is shown in your packet. The majority of that money can only be used for studies for the terms of the agreement and nothing else. And then there's just about 13,000, a little more than that left for legal fees for the JPA. The specific document you guys have in front of you, I think, shows the previous, like from the early aughts, essentially all the times that the fund was used before. But yeah, this is in this fund. I want to say the previous funds that Veronica was talking about is in the custody of Tracy. This one is in the custody of Alameda County CDA right now, Community Development Agency, just to clarify that, for the JPA, of course.
So there's $138,000 for additional studies. Can we use that to justify the change in projects?
So that is the question that we can try to find out.
Next, I think we understand that there are pressing projects. As you pointed out, BART is not coming, so there's no sense in spending anything like BART. But as Supervisor Howard said, the possibility of moving those funds to Valleylink or for the VASCO overchange over pass.
Makes a lot of sense.
So do we need to hire the council first to determine if we can use the study for that, or can we just authorize the study?
I think we could theoretically authorize the study. So I think if that action would look a little bit like, I believe it is item 9's request, where we need to go out and find some consultants, unless somebody had staff time to do this work to confirm, do the whole study and recommend a project list. I don't think, assuming of course that we legally can amend the project list without essentially having to forfeit the existing funds by like reopening the
Okay,
JPA agreement.
so
So
that
we do
is,
want to ask that question first.
do we need a motion to authorize the expenditure of the council funds to, I guess
Item 9.
that's item 9.
The kind of process that actually County Council, Alameda County Council, specifically helped write this item, and we thought it made sense to kind of go through around draft the RFP, confirm it with the board for opening, I guess, for submittals, and then go on from there. If you have another process that you think makes sense, happy to hear
That
it.
makes sense. So I guess we're completed. We're done with item 8 and moving on to item 9.
We jumped through item 8, though it's misla- So it's the item 8 that is not the one labeled item 8 because I mislabeled your
Right.
agenda. My apologies. Should we go
So
back?
that, but that's the development agency director holds the role of the
Yes,
finance officer.
which I can talk through that, although it's essentially what's written there. But in 2020, item 8, in 2020, the JPA, through the resolution you have in your packet, made our agency director, who's currently Sandy Rivera, the financial officer. In the joint powers agreement, it says that the finance officer, quote, shall serve as the depository and have custody of all authority funds from whatever source. So to comply with that, we would like to initiate the process of moving the fees that Veronica was discussing, the 1.8 million from Tracy's custody to the county's custody, to comply with the agreement.
That's the way the agreement read in 2020. And I will move that we follow the protocol of that agreement and transfer those funds into the holding of the finance officer.
Can I ask why it would be with Tracy?
I'm sorry, I missed the.
Those funds. So, are we talking about the 1.8 million that are currently being held by the city of Tracy?
Yes.
So, and why were they being held by Tracy as opposed to the county's, Alameda County's
Yes. Why?
budget? Yep.
I imagine that they've been collected and held by you all to begin with, just because this JPA has been mostly dormant for most of its life. I'm not sure why are
Well,
the
in March
free.
of 2020, the world as we know it ceased to exist.
Yes. And I assume that everybody just kind of stopped doing this.
So there was, and the action was not actually taken.
I know that, in fact, the county planner who was taking the lead role in organizing this at that time, she left the county, I think retired shortly thereafter. So.
And I retired as mayor in November of 2020. So that's why I haven't been back. But then I came back. So if that's the, I would go ahead and move that be accomplished, that those funds be transferred as per the agreement from the original 2020.
I'll second the item.
Okay.
I think I just have
She's clarifying the
yeah,
question.
I think I just have some My staff hasn't briefed me on this, and I just have concerns of agreeing to transferring $1.8 million of City of Tracy funds to this body. And one second, I don't know if I have that authority.
Fascinating. That's something we should figure out. I guess I would say, I mean, the 1.8 million in fees, that's my understanding, it's held in custody by the City of Tracy. It is for this JPA, and the only things it can be spent on currently are specific improvements, the ones we've been talking
The
about.
JPA funds that are being held by the City of Tracy.
Yeah.
And we agreed in 2020 that those funds would be held by the finance officer of Alameda County. So it sounds like all we have to do is just transfer the funds.
I don't disagree with that summary. However, one person out of five can't direct any funding to be moved from city without council approval. So I don't think, as one individual on a council, that I have the authority to do so.
That is a detail that was not brought to my attention. I appreciate you sharing that. I can reach out to the staff that I have contact with, and we can try to organize
Why
that.
don't we approve this with two? So you can abstain two out of three, and you can solve the details if it has to come back and it's come back, but at least you have the ability to move forward.
Because these are JPA
My
funds.
understanding is that a quorum of this JPA is three out of three.
You
Are
should
we
be two.
allowed to?
Should be two.
Oh,
It is
what's the
written
total
in
body?
agreement. You three.
Yeah,
Oh, and two out of three should be.
Is two of Let's all
Well,
look at the bio this
but the
way.
point is, so these are not.
See your packet printed out of general.
These are not Tracy funds. These are JPA funds
Thank you.
held by Tracy.
I think Dan's concerns, as he has them, may be completely explainable.
Sure.
He just
County
doesn't know that
Council
right
has put
now.
in the chat.
When he finds out, then we can all happen. It's just he doesn't know yet now. That's what I'm here for. Are they correct?
A unanimous vote of the board shall be required for the adoption of a resolution, bylaw, or any other action of the board, provided that the election of officers need only be done by majority vote. So,
Provided that, what was the last sure is the
it's provided that the election of officers need only be done by majority vote. So, resolutions, bylaws,
resolutions
other.
are required to be unanimous.
Unanimous, yes.
Interesting. So they're
Yes.
not majority.
Yes.
Who did those bylaws?
Whoever was a member in
Yeah.
1998 and 99.
Well, that means we get to come back for a second
Okay,
meeting.
so
We'll
we'll
flesh out the questions that can be answered.
And
yeah.
perhaps when we get from counsel for this body, they can help advise us.
Exactly.
Joanne, are you legal counsel from the county?
No,
No,
I'm
just
with the Liberal.
you're just sitting in
Sorry, County Council is online on the
the
Barrows meeting. Oh
Sure.
no, that's regarding unanimous.
Regarding the answer to Dan's question about these are JPA funds and should they be requested, what's the process for that? Is it Andrew?
It's like with
It is Martin de Los Angeles.
The funds that were allocated by ACTC.
Oh, he's actually raised his hand, so we're going to let him speak rather than through the chat.
That's it.
Hi, good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, so Supervisor Albert, what was your question?
So we have a motion on the table to request funds to be transferred, which are, I think, all acknowledged to be JPA funds, but within the account of Tracy, who has collected the funds, and we're requesting that they be transferred into the JPA's authority, which we all agree it has been designated as Sandy Rivera. The concern that's been raised by the member from Tracy is he's just not sure if he has the if he has to get authority given to him from his city council in order to do this, or if he, acting as a member of this JPA body, has the authority to vote on this. I don't mean to put words in your mouth. That's what I thought I heard you say there.
Just about it. Just my understanding is that I wouldn't have the authority without this being previously voted on by the council. But I'm happy to hear what you have to say, sir.
Yeah, I think that's a good question. I mean, the JPA documents, they don't address, you know, approval by the separate entities. I mean, you could do the approval condition on approval, you know, by the city of Tracy. Another option would just be to, you know, come bring this item back and have the city of Tracy authorize, you know, the JPA member to make that decision. I think just because this is just going into the custody of the finance officer as authorized under the JPA agreement, you know, I think it's your call if you want to judicial that decision.
Sure. So, unfortunately, in our city, we've had a similar issue happen because we're part of various JPAs, including our fire JPA, and we've had issues with not having authority to vote upon those JPA funds without prior council approval. Mm-hmm. So just given that history for our city, at this time, I would not be supportive of doing it until I have council approval. So I don't mean to be the best, but.
Yeah, and so it sounds like even a conditional approval wouldn't alleviate that because you don't, let me ask this, could we do it on the condition that your council gives approval at that, like, Martine, I'll just throw it out there.
Sure.
If we were to make the motion that we would request this transfer on the condition that the Tracy City Council incurs and grants the authority, then until that happens, this couldn't happen. And it seems like, I mean, I get it, chicken versus the egg,
right.
You know, I given that, and then, and by the way, if none of that happens, then it has to come back to us anyway. I'm just wondering if there's a way to alleviate a special meeting next week or 2 weeks from now or 3 weeks from now.
It has to be after the vote of the council.
Well, they meet every month, so whenever they meet next, so, or
every so maybe next month. Then.
However long it takes to give them in their agenda cycle, it might take a couple of months. We could alleviate that possibly. I don't know.
So I think it's correct. I think that would be a different motion. So I think you'd have to move a substitute motion.
Yeah, we'll withdraw the original motion and that motion.
Yeah, no, I think this would involve the adoption of a resolution, right? So the resolution, yeah, you would just make that resolution subject to that condition.
Yeah.
I agree with that, that if it's conditioned on that, then those funds would not be transferred until the city of Tracy authorizes that.
And I think that would alleviate the need for a special meeting.
Good, good. So just to be clear, any prior motions that I've made, did I make the motion? I'll withdraw it if I did. So everything's been withdrawn. So we make a new motion. Wait, John?
Go ahead.
New motion, which is to request the transfer of these funds from the Tracy agency holding it, city of Tracy, I guess, to the JPA's authority body, which is the county CD, the finance officer, which is Sandy Rivera of the CBA agency at the Alameda County, that we would condition the approval of this resolution upon the city of Tracy concurring and granting authority to JPA member to do so. Okay.
Yes.
And this is all being recorded, right?
Yes.
Okay.
We all, yeah, well, notes taken. We will have.
So, motion made by Supervisor Albert. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, it's been seconded by Gary Ariola. Any discussion of the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so we got that. So you will have this agenda on the
weekend
docket and then inform our representative of what. Representative to transfer if that Tracy concurs. Okay.
That was item eight.
That was item eight.
And
item nine is obtaining legal counsel. So to authorize the legal counsel then to, well, get a RFP for legal counsel to then study the possibility of changing the projects that we can consider.
And generally advising the JPA, since it's a legally distinct entity from the three jurisdictions.
Okay. Is there a motion? Okay, we have $13,250 funding for legal counsel to answer those questions.
So this has discussed the process, right? Mm-hmm. And it's asking us to prepare, direct staff to prepare a request for legal services, present in a future meeting for board input, so the possible formation ad hoc subcommittee to work with staff in ORP. If I can discuss this and say, I don't see the need for a subcommittee to direct staff
sounds
do
great.
This, it seems pretty straightforward.
I think we've already.
Yeah. And so
I'm just trying to figure out.
Yeah. Can we just make a motion to direct staff to get a RFP together and bring back?
Since some of you have a very good idea of what our intent is as the JPA. So if you can come back with an RFP, move ahead with the, you can approve that with the council.
If we have Martine, why are we hiring another attorney?
Because Martine is county council and not council for the JPA, which is legally distinct.
Do we have to have our own county JPA council? Or do we just rely on?
I think it is standard. Oh, it's standard for JPAs to have them. Like the Tri-Valley transportation.
This is all a racket for the attorneys as well. You can quote me on that too.
It's not folks at law school.
$13,000, you're not even going to be able to develop an RFP that you can hire.
So that can be the RFP. And then we hire the attorney.
The attorney advises us on the direction of the $138,000 that we have studied to revise the project list.
All right. So do you need a motion to do that? Get an RFP together?
Yeah, so I would move that staff prepare an RFP for legal counsel services for this body.
I'll second that.
Okay. Is that clear that what we need?
I believe I understand what we need. Yes.
Process. Okay. That on favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Also passed unanimously. That. And I would like that to come back before another year.
You would like to have another meeting before a year from now.
Right. So we may possibly meet. Do you think it might take a month to come up with this? Back within a month or two?
We can try.
Okay. Whatever works. Recognizing the limitation to staff and their time as well. Okay.
Yeah. I'll just throw it out there. Could we direct staff to not only do, oh, an RFP only identifies somebody. Can we give you direction to do an RFP, extend the contract, hire somebody, and get us an answer? And then we have the next meeting, we can actually do something.
Or do we actually have to authorize the expenditure?
I think you'd have to.
We have to approve the contractor,
yeah,
and mm-hmm. authorize the expenditure.
So I think you could.
So we can't just have you guys do an RFP and complete it. We have to actually authorize that.
I think we just did my first RFP. You could theoretically delegate some of the power to us. I don't know if you want to do that to like agree to the contract and everything, but I'm just looking at all the signatures we needed.
Because typically what we'll do in the council is we'll have an RFP, we'll accept the RFP, and then grant the authority to the city manager. Mm-hmm. But I think we have to approve the RFP.
Approve the RFP, approve the winning bidder, approve the contract, and we just all get it off.
I guess, yeah, so we'll figure out the well.
How about we do this conditionally? Issue of the RFP, grant you the ability to do whatever we can give you, and if only on the condition that County council says it's okay, and whatever they say is not okay, we'll come back at the next meeting. Get as far as we can.
But at least we can at least have a meeting before next year.
Well, that based on the timeline. Okay. Much forward. Okay, good.
All favor?
We
restate it, so we're done. Moving on to other business, opportunity for JPA members and staff to share information or items of interest. Are there any items of interest or information?
Just to clarify, John, what could we summarize the projects I see in the back of this document here? What projects are no longer needed? What projects are?
Well, I think that's what the study is to analyze those and determine which.
So that's what the study's for, okay.
Right? That's what the study is for, because some of those studies are some of those proposed projects are no longer feasible.
Got it.
But that they were approved for funding, so. Or to change those, we need to study and end up from that to JPA's.
Okay. Move to adjourn.
Okay.
Where's
adjourn? Thank you all so much for muddling through that.
We do. It's now getting counted on.